The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Mario Rosenstock, good afternoon.
Mario Rosenstock isn't here, it's still Phil Coulter. Scorn not his simplicity, the town I loved so well. Did I ever tell you the story, Ray, about how, you know, we did? I did a sketch about Phil once, and it was how Phil was responsible for absolutely everything that had happened on the earth. He seemed to be like Zelig, that Woody Allen character who was just there when everything happened. Like, I was there with the, I remember the chairman and CEO of Nike, and it was before they had their emblem out, and we shared dinner. I paid for dinner, and just afterwards I said, how was your dinner? And he put a little tick on my receipt, and I went, that's a good idea for you and your emblem, and since the Nike was born. Yeah. I met a guy called Neil Armstrong once, and he said, I said, have you ever thought of going further than, you know, just space? And he went, that's a good idea. And then later, July 1969, they're on the moon, and Neil is putting down the flag. Well, anyway.
He has achieved an awful lot, has Phil Coulter. Yeah. Great to see you, Mario.
I know. In fairness, I think I'm taking the pee out of Phil a bit more. It was beautiful. Great listening to him, actually. He has a great voice, and he is one of our world-class songwriters and performers. A terrific, terrific legacy he's left for all of us.
But Shang-a-lang. A lot of the people you take the mickey out of, you have an affection for.
It's Stockholm Syndrome.
Is it? Is that
yeah,
it?
It's Stockholm Syndrome. For anybody who doesn't know what that is out there, it's when you kidnap somebody and the kidnappee falls in love with the kidnapper. In my case, the people I impersonate, I fall in love with them. Even yourself, Ray.
Yeah, well, go on. The very best of Gift Club Live. It's very difficult to believe that it's 20 years that you've been doing this.
Yeah. It was the first Tuesday in May 1999 that Ian Dempsey put me on the radio doing Gift Grub. Around the same time as Westlife were born, believe it or not. And 20 years later, I'm here still doing sketches and still absolutely loving it. And this is a 20th anniversary show, the best of the greatest hits, the best of the best sketches, in which Ray D'Arcy is included, by the way. I'll tell you about that later. Sure. And so it's
tickets from Ticketmaster and extra dates have been added.
Yes, in Cork and in Dublin.
And where can people get the dates without me reading them all?
Yes,
out
now? So I'm in Cork from the 25th of February, 26th.
Are you going to do this now, the whole lot?
No, I won't. 25th of February, 26th of February, 27th, 28th and 29th of February. And in Dublin, the dates are 2nd, 3rd and 4th of April.
Right, great. And it's 20 years.
Those are the extra dates.
That must be great fun revisiting voices that you haven't done in a few years, is it?
It is. It will be. There will be some revisiting, but there will be. Yeah, I mean, some of them. Like it's also the best of sketches I've done on the live shows over the last 10 years.
Right, okay.
So the live shows have been 10 years in the making, and we've done 6 different incarnations of the production.
Now, there was a time, because I mentioned that you're coming on, and I said you were going to pay tribute to the late Gay Byrne.
Yeah.
There was a time when nobody was attempting to impersonate Gay Byrne. In fact, people said it was impossible to do. Mm. And then you came along and you changed all that.
I suppose so, yeah. Gay Byrne was, I mean, I revered Gay Byrne. You revered Gay Byrne. Everybody had some form of whether you loved or loathed your teacher, you relied on them. He was like the teacher. Everything was going to be okay when Gay came on the screen. And I think it was his professionalism and his ability, basically, his competence, his high, high level of competence that made us all feel secure, even whether you liked him or not. And so when I started doing Gift Grub, a big challenge would be, can you do Gay? And I started trying to do Gay, and I remember thinking, this isn't really that good. It was okay. And I think when I started doing him, it was a very musical, high-pitched version of him. So I got the whole idea of, okay, la la, mama ba, be do, well done, Sonny. And then I found that that was good and people enjoyed it. But I found that as I got older and I relaxed into it more, and then suddenly the voice of Gay Byrne started to actually happen, would you believe, bit by bit by bit. And I found that I had a timbre in my voice, which was similar, don't you know, to Auntie Gable. And then I later discovered that Gay, my own research into the voice of Gay, allowed me to think of him in three different Gays. For me, there were three different Gays. And this allowed me to excavate deeper into the voice and the character that Gay had. And so I identified three different Gays. And the first Gay was what I called Granada TV Gay, 1962. And Granada TV Gay was the Gay Byrne that had been very much influenced, don't you know, by the Granada television. And here we are, the BBC Pathé newsreel. And we're going to present a little story to you now, don't you know. And here are a lovely group of ruffians. They're all the way from the middle city in Dublin. Would you welcome, please, the Dubliners. And Gay would bring them on. A round of applause for the Dubliners. There they are. He's a lovely boy. And we're going to talk to you like that. And it's received pronunciation, of course. Yes. It's from the BBC. And then later on, there was an incarnation of Gay, which I called Americano Gay. And Americano Gay was the 80s Gay. So when you and I hadn't an arse in our trousers and we had holes in our shoes, every Friday night, this suave, sophisticated-looking advertising executive from America appeared on our television and went, "Howdy doody, folks, there we are. We're going to turn it on. We're going to look at the cameras. We're going to take a break, make some money, get back here. I liked it so much, I bought the company. Okay, we're can do. Ireland is banjaxed, but we're going to get up. We're going to get up off our knees and we're going to do it. And American Gay is going to make it happen first. And we're going to haul Ireland dragging and kicking and screaming into the 20th century. Don't you know? Let's take a break. Roll it there, Ray. Okay." And then later on, there was the meaning of life, Gay. The meaning of life, Gay, was the seen that, been there, done that, worn the T-shirt. And Ray, I know you want to be me, Ray, but you'll never be me because there's a little bit of Gay in everybody, but not a bit of Gay in you, Ray. And you'll never be Gay, Ray, because only I can be Gay. And he used to do a little laugh every so often when people made him.
When he used to try and talk when he did that with the laughter.
So three different Gays down through the years.
And he'll be terribly missed.
He will be. And I know, I thought about talking about this today to you because I know how in such high esteem you held him. And I thought about Gay as well. And I thought, shag it, he'd love this. Gay was, Gay loved comedians. And Gay loved people like me who did these things. And if Gay was there saying it, he'd go, "Wind him up, Ray. Get him into studio. Tell him to do it. Don't let him go too long. And don't let him get in the way of the Nuuk." And so, God love him.
That was lovely.
God love him.
That was
Thank
lovely.
You.
I enjoyed
Thank
that.
You.
Now, Brexit.
Yeah.
British general election is it providing you with any fodder?
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody asked me the other day. They were saying, "Will you be sad when Brexit goes?" And or are you fed up with Brexit? And I said, "No, I'll be sick when Brexit goes. I'll miss Brexit." I heard Damon Dunphy going 2 weeks ago. He said, "I desperately miss Brexit. I love Brexit. He treated it like a little puppy because you see, then there'll be nothing for me to talk about, right? When Brexit is gone, I'm gone, right? Okay. So same with me. When Brexit goes, I'll be gone because because." For years, I was saying to Neil, your researcher yesterday, I was saying, for years, English politics has produced nobody for us. We'd look across the channel and we'd see Ed Miliband. Who? Yeah. David Miliband. There was actually two Milibands. Camerons, Theresa May, all of these people, grey, vanilla, bland. And yet we'd look across at our own Dáil and we'd see Matty McGrath.
Willie O'Dea talking out of two sides of his mouth at the same time.
We'd see Michael Lowry. We'd see not only one Healy Ray, we'd see one Healy Ray going on about the points. We'd see the other Healy Ray going on, "You're bullying me, Ray. You're bullying me. You invited me onto your programme and now you're bullying me." Now there's seven other Healy Rays which have been spawned. It's a confederacy of Healy Rays. There's even a female Healy Ray who's been elected. I suppose she's a Sheely Ray. And so there's a non-stop. So the colour we had. Yes. And then as it wasn't enough colour, you had Ming Flanagan. And Mick Wallace. What the hell is going on here? And over there, all you have the Milibands. So the British obviously said to themselves, "We need to up our game. Our politicians aren't nuts enough." So they went, "Whoa, whoa, 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 Bojo to the rescue. It is time for complete and utter freaks to arrive into the scene. Ray Darcy, give me the plinth and I will sally forth. I will get on the microphone and we will get it across the line to get the most lunatic politicians into their room."
And we will have other people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, who, for all intents and purposes, looks like a haunted pencil.
And we'll have Nigel Farage. "Come on, Britain, let's get pissed. Point a bishop's finger there, Governor."
And so the Brits have raised their game completely. They've caught up with us.
Yes,
basically, the Healy Ray...
Willie O'Dea's going, "Jesus Christ, they're nearly as crackers as we are. We better up the ante."
So I'd love to see the next generation of Irish politicians because we'll have to...
Out, Bojo, Bojo!
Of course, you landed on your feet when Michael D was elected because you were doing him for a long time.
Yeah, an unfortunate turn of expression.
"I was doing myself, thank you very much. How dare you say you were doing me? Nobody was doing me. I'm the president
What's
of Ireland.
What's the expression? What's the expression?
I am known as the inimitable Michael D. Higgins. Right. But yes, a young artist by the name of Mario Rosenstock was impersonating my voice quite convincingly, I must say. And I have been doing him since 1996. 1986, which is now 23 years now, when he first talked to
Mel Gibson
about getting Braveheart into Ireland. And I used to go walking through fields and gravel with Mel Gibson going, would you like to bring your little film here?
He said, yeah, right, yeah, sure.
So, yes, I've been doing him for a time immemorial.
Right. Who's your favourite at the moment?
I'd be honest, I'd say my favourite at the moment is Pascal. I really enjoy Pascal because nobody saw anything in Pascal. They all said, is he not just a bit boring? No, he's not boring. He's actually the Minister for Public Expenditure and Finance. But I have dreamed up this alternative ego for Pascal because, you know, he's from Ballymun. Mm. And so I kind of said, there must be a steelier side to Pascal that Leo Varadkar would use it every so often, this idea of Pascal, I think you need to do my dirty work for me because, for example, it's shafting Maria Bailey and everything. Can you take care of that? And Pascal would go, absolutely, Leo, I'll deal with her. Maria, over here a second. Maria, I just want to have a little chat with you.
You're finished in Dunleary, Rui. I'll be dug out of you. I'll gut you like a fish, you tow rag.
Is that okay, Maria? That's sorted, Leo. The idea that Pascal has this absolute ruffian side to him. No, and all apologies to people in Ballymun if you're texting. I'm not suggesting for one moment that people in Ballymun are ruffians. It's purely a joke. And please don't exercise yourself by getting your finger on Twitter.
It's comedy. It's comedy. And the very best of Gift Grub live nationwide tour. Extra dates at it. And it's you're going to have a busy few months, aren't you?
Of course I am.
How many gigs are you doing?
At the moment, I'm doing 28. Right. 28. And it's the best of. So it's greatest hits.
Yes.
And you happen to be one of the greatest hits. Right, yeah, do you know what it is?
No, I don't. Do I want to?
He's
no,
so
I don't.
Tired by the whole thing. No, I don't. I don't. I don't. I just, Mario, I just want to eat porridge and hake and just go to bed at 7:30 in the evening. Jenny, I'm going to bed. No, I'm going to bed at 7:20 tonight. That's 10 minutes earlier than I did last night. Can I just eat fish and porridge and run, please, in a high-vis jacket? The sketch we have of you is, basically, I know there's nobody on stage, and Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run plays on the stage, and people, would you welcome, please, all the way from County Kildare, he's running tonight, Ray Darcy! And I run into the auditorium in my high-vis jacket, and I run up onto the stage, and I high-five people, I land on stage, and I put my arms in the air, and everybody applauds. Then I take the high-vis jacket off slowly to reveal a dog collar underneath it, and you are a priest. Okay. And it's Father Ray Darcy. Ladies and gentlemen, let us Ray. A reading from Ray to the Corinthians. Ray said, no more biscuits, they're bad for you.
Daniel O'Donnell gave you 5 out of 10. Did you hear that the other morning?
I did.
How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I heard Ryan talking to Daniel O'Donnell. And he said, Daniel, you don't like Mario Rosenstock.
I don't like Mario Rosenstock because I think his impersonation of me is very disrespectful. He totally over-exaggerates my voice to the extent that people would be forgiven for thinking my face has been injected with Botox.
So, listen, Ray, I mean, I exaggerate everybody's voice.
Yes.
I mean, you don't sound like this at all.
Oh, yes, I do.
And you don't sigh. So, like, listen, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Sure. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stop doing Daniel?
No, don't.
Can I say something serious?
Yes. No.
No.
Yes.
Can I say something serious?
No. Because
you've got a show that likes a bit of an edge. I'll tell you what I'm going to say that's serious. If people like Daniel O'Donnell start inferring that maybe us impressionists should stop doing them. Whoa. Now you're reaching.
Woohoo!
Because then
that's a gauntlet been thrown
down
there.
Well, that's freedom of speech there.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the fifth. That's the Fifth Amendment there.
Mario,
now.
I really enjoyed that, and Bioga enjoyed it as well. You had a good audience there today.
Bioga.
Yeah, that's Bioga there.
Bioga. What does Bioga mean in Irish?
Lively.
Great.
Just like yourself.
That's right, Phil Coulter. I'm going to sign Bioga. Bring them to Derry, and we're going to do a version of Scorn Not His Bioga Simplicity.